Welcome everybody to the Jim Hickey podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Jim, this week we're going to focus on the letter P, and P is for praise. So why is that so essential to us competing in the ring and in everyday life? What have you seen working with riders and how it affects their mentality and how, you know, not only in their day-to-day lives, but competing in the ring as well?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for introducing this week's podcast, Connor. And secondly, the reason I'm a big fan of praise, we all do our best. We need to praise our efforts. And when we start off riding at whatever age, you know, it was all fun and there was no self-criticizing, self-analyzing, worried what other people think. It was just fun. And as we start to learn and the nuances of riding and the techniques, and we start to, if it's not correct and if it's not perfect and if it's not exactly what we want, and remember there's only one winner in every competition, we just start to self-beat ourselves up. We self-berate ourselves with negativity and how bad and my bad and that was terrible, it was desperate, it was, oh my God, it was just, you know, I hear the most terrible self-loading things that riders say, and it's not helpful. It does not serve. It actually drops confidence and lowers energy and lowers self-esteem. So we must change that. We must break that habit. So to break it, we must come up with a new solution. And the most obvious of all is to praise. We have to praise the efforts we make and take. Like our horse, I'd ask riders all the time, you know, are you good to praise your horse? Oh yeah, I'm always praising my horse. How would you praise him? Oh, the girls would say, oh, I hug him and I pat him and I kiss him. And the fellas, so oh, I'm always giving him a pat there, shoulder up. And the next question then, are you good to praise yourself? And it's not.
Yeah.
And I'd ask, you know, why would you praise your horse? Does your horse do his best, her best? Yes. Do you think you're doing your best? But in that moment, you're doing your best. And then there's learning. To me, there's mental, emotional learning. And that turns, when you learn that, that turns into physical learning in the ring. So when you praise, you lift your energy. I ask riders when they come out, you do pats on the back, and girls especially, when they do really well, they're proud. And we must do this because that energy lifts us. When you praise, you raise. And when you praise a horse, it's an energy. If you're mean to the horse and you're cross with the horse, everybody can see it. They don't even have to feel it. They can see the energy shift. It's sensed a mile off. But riders do it to themselves all the time. So I'm so glad to be doing these podcasts to help riders wherever you are in the world to see that it doesn't serve to be self-critical. It doesn't serve to knock yourself. It doesn't serve to beat yourself up. We're all guilty of it, but we have to stop. We have to praise our efforts. No, that was good. I did well. Okay, my learning here is I could have changed this if I rode again. I would have stuck to my plan more. I would have got up in my canter earlier. All the little things. And you know, you could have fixed it halfway around. That part of the course was great. That part of the test was great. That part, whether it's all your disciplines, it doesn't matter which discipline. That was actually good. No, that was a good job. Okay, my learnings were this, you know, which will be my future wins. And that way then you're lifting everything. You're lifting your energy. You're raising your energy and you feel better. Mm. And it's a feeling universe, not a thinking universe. We must live from our heart, our instinct, our gut, not our head. In our head, we're dead, so we have to ride with feel, with heart. But our brain is the one that tells us that's no good, we're useless, that's stupid, or that's thick, and that's bad, and that's what drops everything. So praise. You praise your efforts. Great effort there. That was a good effort. Okay, my learning there, I could have done this better, I'll change this, I'll improve this. And everything's an upward spiral rather than a downward spiral. So back to what I started with, when you praise, you raise.
Like, yeah, I always kind of think back to just being in school, and you know, you get 9 out of 10 in your spelling test, and you're, when people really focus on, well, what happened the last spelling? You know, And it's this self-criticism, and that only made you more nervous for the next test. And, you know, it was a negative energy that...
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not people's fault. People, you know, want 10 out of 10 all the time, but it's the effort. You put in a good effort. 9 out of 9 was great, okay. What's one must you learn? What you have to get better at? But it's not... people aren't aware. And that's what I love about these podcasts, because awareness is curative. And when you become aware, okay, I'm going to praise my efforts. And that could come just, it could be a habit that's been said to you from a teacher, from a parent, from an early influencer. And then we carry that through our lives and we think, oh my God, I have to be 10 out of 10. I have to get everything right. And then that brings sadness. That brings disappointment. That actually brings depression, because when you're not, everything isn't correct, you don't feel worthy, you don't feel good enough. So you just have to cut that and start to praise, okay, this is good, this is good, this is good, this can be better. And when you have that attitude, life becomes happier and easier and more fun and more joyful.
Yeah, something just coming to mind there. I remember Oprah has this quote, not that I quote Oprah too often, but remember she was talking about, you know, people are really doing the best they can, and when they know better, they do better. So,
yeah, exactly.
Do you know, nobody's purposely going out to make a mistake.
100%, yeah.
Do you know?
Everything is learned behavior, and we have to become aware. And when you have the mindset of praise your efforts, you know, it's all about the effort. I remember a coach in a team event, he told me that he'd just say, great effort, great effort, great effort. That's what we say to the kids all the time, and it raises them because they're doing their best. Where another parent would, or another coach would say, "Why, it's stupid, why are you doing that? Oh my God," you know, and the players feel that, but when they're praising the effort, everything raises. And again, going back to each rider, you know, they're praising the horse all the time, and they're lifting the energy of the horse. But the horse deserves you as a rider, all of you riders listening, to know that when you feel good and when you're praising yourself, that was good, that was good, that was good. They feel that energy. But they feel if your energy is low and you're saying, oh, that was bad, that was bad, that was bad, that's dropping their energy. And you're trying to encourage, you know, him or her, but you're dropping your energy by being hard on yourself, being critical, by beating yourself up, by knocking yourself. No, you praise your efforts and go back to when you started, bring the joy out again. That was good, that was good. And patting your back, like, just who cares if people see you? I'm patting the shoulder there.
Yeah, and like, I have a funny story that happened the other day. I go to a gym here in Cork and in Ireland, and it's kind of a windy driveway up to the hotel. And somehow, whoever was driving along the road managed to hit the only tree on the side of the road, crashed and managed to hit the only tree within maybe 200 or 300 yards. I mean, the chances of that were pretty much zero. But it's a bit like when we say, whether it's in golf or something, don't hit the water, don't hit the water, don't hit the water. That negative self-fulfilling prophecy. And I can imagine if you're that self-critical about yourself, don't hit the fence, don't hit there, don't do that, don't do that, you're manifesting the wrong outcome.
Absolutely, yeah. You have to have a praising mindset to lift your spirits and the horse's spirit, to lift that energy. And the more you can focus on, you're being really strong in praising yourself, praising your efforts and praising your team, praising everyone around you, saying, it's a great job, thank you, I'm very grateful, good job, well done, you know, congrats, great effort. You know, those lift not just yourself, but your horse, but your team, everyone around. It's a beautiful habit to embrace.
Yeah, and that makes the whole process more enjoyable then as well.
Absolutely.
For everyone, you know, and everybody feels, yeah, God, we're making progress as a team, and we're,
yeah,
you know, so.
Lifts all boats.
Because I think day to day, like, we all want to give it our all, we all want to be successful. And if there's just one person bringing the energy down, that can kill the whole vibe, and there's no fun in it anymore then, and you're like, what's the point?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's an awareness, and it's a habit that keeps, it's not people's fault that they knock everything. But once you know that I can change that, I can praise my great efforts, I'm going to get praise all the time, I'm going to get up in the morning, I'm going to start, I'm going to do my best, I'm going to give the best to all my animals, when I show, I'm going to be in show mode, and I'm going to lift my horses, praise myself, praise my team, praise my farrier, praise my vet, praise everyone that made it happen. And then everything just lifts. Just again, when you praise, you raise.
Yeah. So what can people do as a practical integration of being many more praising themselves, praising other people around them? Do you purposely go out and say, right, today I'm going to purposely try and give 3 compliments? Or, you know, just to build a muscle or something, is that, what would you recommend?
Yeah, well, just start with yourself first. You know, what have I done well today? You know, have I hydrated? Have I got up early? Have I worked out? Have I read my A to Z list? Have I, you know, gone to my horse? Have I hung out with my horse? Have I thanked my team? You know, have I said good morning? Have I been cheerful? You know, am I making a positive effort? I mean, when you make positive efforts, you know you're doing your best. But it's awareness too, you know, it could be an old habit that you know, you could be grumpy in the morning. Am I going to make an effort in the morning? Am I going to, you know, be upbeat and enthusiastic? And the more you talk to yourself and have this self-talk, then I'm going to change and I'm actually going to praise every count, look at every area of my life and say, that was a good job. And the greatest studies say at the end of the day to look back and give praise to what you've done well, you know, give praise to the day, look at everything that was great. It's a great thing to do at night and look back. And gratitude of what I did, what went well. And when you start to do that mindset rather than look back and say, oh, I didn't get that done and that was bad, it shifts everything, it changes everything, and everyone around you feels it, because when you're positive and you're praising yourself, you'll naturally praise everyone else. So it's a practice, it's a daily practice, Connor. And so start with yourself, just like you praise your horse, praise yourself, praise, give compliments 100%, you know, just notice the little details and praise them. But notice on yourself first and then notice on others, and when you start looking, feeling good about all the good things you've done well yourself, you'll naturally say, hey, you did a good job there, that was nice, or oh, I noticed this, I recognise that. And all of a sudden then you're just lifting everyone naturally. Go back to your horse and think how much you praise your horse and much you give that animal, all your animals, the love and the attention. Give that to yourself and cut the blaming, cut the negative vibes and build a positive energy by pure, authentic praise.
So that old school way of thinking of being, you know, don't give any praise, be as hard as you can on someone, you know, and think you need to be hard on them, for the person to really grow and, you know, make them feel worse so that they'll really want to improve. And, you know, it's a bit like that being in the classroom as a young, back in the day anyway, for us, it was like everybody was, results were called out, and if you weren't top of the class, like why couldn't you be as good as this person? Why couldn't we do as good as that person? So that kind of old, aggressive, competitive way of thinking, It probably drives you on in a negative way, but in your experience, how does that work, really?
Yeah, it's a great question. It works short term, Connor. So sometimes riders have told me that, you know, I proved a point, I showed that person, or I wanted to prove this to that person, or, you know, I wanted to beat him, or, you know, there's nearly an aggressive anger there. But it's not... You can win and you can get results. However, when you do it for yourself and you love the sport, the love of the trying to defy the odds against, you know, beat the time, beat the with pure horsemanship and shave it and circle it and shape it and, you know, and the jump offs, that's when it's pure joy. But if you're doing it to prove someone else, you know, I've asked riders, you know, how do they feel afterwards? You know, and there's a little bit of aggression in there. And then I've asked riders who've just done it for the love, like the joy and the, you know, just the edge and the whole competition, the whole sport of it. The difference between the two energies, it's always the person that isn't doing it to get it or to prove a point. The person who really loves it, like the happiness is way more, the fulfillment is way more with that person. The satisfaction is way more, the pleasure is way more. So the energy is different. So if you can do it for, you know, without this old school aggression, you're going to be way happier over here.
Yeah. And as you say, it doesn't mean you have to have any less fire in the belly about it. It's just, it's more fulfilling.
More fulfilling. That's a beautiful word. Yeah. More fulfilling. Yeah. 100% gone.
So Jim, to help people integrate that praising mindset, might bring us into a meditation, and again, that just might help people integrate it in their daily lives.
Absolutely, Connor. I would be delighted. So before I start this meditation, just be aware of meditation. It's all about relaxing, dropping yourself into a calm, peaceful place. So your eyes open or closed, whichever is the safest. Start with calm, relaxing breaths. If you can do it in and out through your nose, it would be even better. Allowing the calm energy into your body. Become aware of each breath you take. Feel your head, your mind, your brain relax. Your right shoulder, left shoulder. Your right hand, left hand. Right arm, left arm. Your upper back, lower back. Become aware of each breath. Becoming aware of each part of your body. Your right leg, left leg. Your right foot, left foot. Your right feet, left feet. Right toes, left toes. Right hand, left hand. Right fingers, left fingers. Your right eye, your left eye. Your right ear, your left ear. Your whole head, and just focus on your back and double and triple that sense of being relaxed. That peace and ease that you can bring to your body that just centers you into the universe. As you breathe in good air and release anything that's uneasy out, and become aware of the power of praise. Become aware that you're going to promise yourself, you're going to praise yourself more. You're going to praise all those great efforts you make and take. You're going to say, good job. I know I've done well today. I've pushed myself. I've challenged myself. I've stepped up. I've done my best. I've praised my efforts. I acknowledge myself, I beat the sound of my own drums, I champion, I cheer, I cherish, I delight in my efforts, I feel ease about my efforts, I feel a sense of fun as I praise, as I praise, I raise. I'm grateful for the great efforts I make and take. I feel the grace of the efforts. Feel the happiness of the harmony of the efforts I make. I praise those important messages of self-gratitude, knowing that I give my best and do my best, and I better myself every day. I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of the efforts. I'm proud of all those moments I praise myself where before I wouldn't. I'm proud of these new energies, these new beginnings, these new parts of me that I wouldn't have lifted before, I wouldn't have raised before because I wasn't aware, but now I'm aware, and I look at all the great things I do, from my hydration, to my healthy eating, from my exercise, to my great purposeful connected writing, to my power, my passion, to my competitive edge, to feeling safe, protected, all those efforts I make and take. Going to bed earlier and up earlier, and all those efforts that I push myself to be the best person, the best version of me. That's who I am. From 1 to 2, as I praise, make promises to praise, be persistent in these praises. 2 to 3, 3 to 4. My energy lifts and shifts to new levels of happiness, peace, harmony, connection with myself, because I'm praising just like I praise my animal and all my animals that I love. Even anything four-legged, from cats to dogs to horses, I praise them and I love them, and I pour that same love and that same praise on myself. That is my promise to myself. 6, 7, 8, 9, and I step into that new ownership. 10, good job. I know you've done well, and I want to praise your efforts in this meditation, that you feel better and you promise yourself as you hear these words and connect to these feelings. This is the new you. You've stepped into this new realm of praise. Good job. Well done. Well done. Well done.
Super, Jim. Another fantastic meditation. Every week, I think taking those few minutes really makes a difference to really integrate everything we talk about in each episode. So I think people should really take the time to listen to them. And it's important that they had used that to integrate it. And that kind of leads in naturally into next week, which is all about the letter Q, which is for quiet time.